Appreciative of the fact that many of you could join us today for this special broadcast in honor of our wondrous president, Barack H. Obama. I'll tell you a little secret about psychopaths. They enjoy seeing the mindless slaves that they abuse, groveling in fear and confusion, not knowing what's happening to them. And since President Barack Obama and his controllers, because he's just a low-level lying psychopath that likes to read off a teleprompter, since his controllers like to see their handiwork and like to see their true inner self revealed to the public, we're calling on everyone out there across the United States and the world to give the elite what they really want. They're so sick of watching all the bug-eyed slaves buy into Barack Obama and his sweet, happy smile. That's why we're asking folks to visit Infowars.com and to print these flyers off and to plaster them across every town and city in the United States. That's why there's a contest, $1,000, for whoever videotapes these posters being tagged across the country and the world. Whoever puts up the most posters and videotapes, or whoever puts them up in the biggest way, so the slaves can see what they are and see what Barack Obama and his controllers are doing to them, you'll win the $1,000. But we all know the $1,000 isn't what matters. What's fun is laughing right back at these psychopathic bastards and telling them that we know exactly who they are and exactly what they're doing and exactly what's going on in their souls, and that we see right through their facade. You know why they call him the Joker? Because it's a big joke to them that they're poisoning your water supply and that your children are deformed and get cancer when they're 10 years old. Because it's a big joke to the New World Order, all the things they're doing to you and how childlike you are and how much fun it is. Ted Bundy talked about how much fun it was picking up teenage girls and torturing them to death and ripping their teeth out with pliers over days as they beg for their lives as he bit big bloody chunks out of their body. You little kids like to go to movies and see some drug addict hippie acting tough and acting scary. The truth is, what's more wicked than that is DynCorp kidnapping millions of women and children and taking them into slavery, and nothing's being done to them. That's what's funny. What's funny and why the Joker's laughing all the way to the bank is because the more they abuse you, the more you enjoy it, just like the Stockholm Syndrome. And so that's why the joke is on you. And that's why it's going to continue going on week after week, month after month, year after year. The joke's on you. What's scary? Somebody in some clown makeup? Because that can get your attention. That freaks you out at a primitive level. Nightmares out of your subconscious. But you're not afraid of some gentlemanly middle-aged man who sits there talking with a sweet, calm voice, but tremulating with power and dark gulfs of death. When they write in Eco-Science, the National Science Czar's own government policy book, how they're poisoning your water supply, how they'll take all children at birth and raise them in government dormitories and do medical experiments on them, and how they'll bring in total tyranny and put implants in your body to control every facet. You know what's funny? Even though this book's free online at major university websites, you little bastards out there are going to go watch your TV and your movies, and you're going to sit there and laugh at me right now and not check any of it out. Oh, yes! That's what's so funny about it all. all you men out there who like to wear the trappings of death and destruction and like the violent video games and the ultimate fighting and the culture of the macho, and you think death and destruction's cool. Meanwhile, you piss your pants at the sight of a cop. You bow and scrape to the government. You do whatever you're told, and they're laughing. Legions of jokers in uniforms. Legions of jokers out there in their fancy costumes that get your attention, and you sit there and you submit to them. You love it. Well, we're going to give Barack Obama's controllers what they want. That little narcissistic creature is nothing but a slick Harvard lawyer reading off a teleprompter written by the best speech writers in the country. How to scam you, how to bamboozle you, how to defraud you of your future. And you love it. You cheer him all the way, just like you Republicans cheered George W. Bush. Now, that was a joker that didn't need any makeup. That was somebody whose soul and spirit shined right through to the whole world. And if you watch Barack Obama, he's looking more like the Joker every day as he becomes angry and as he realizes his fraud isn't working anymore on the people. The fun is leaving his face because he was groomed and set up and readied to simply be the primer to bring in a fascist government in the next administration or the administration after that. It was all a mind game. You were meant to learn he was a betrayer. You were meant to learn he was a fraud. You were meant to learn that he was a servant of the New World Order, because the elite are throwing it in your face. But I'll tell you something. The image put up in Southern California by some activists of Barack Obama and his fake, self-assured look in his eyes. He enjoys conning people. He enjoys manipulating people. He enjoys scamming people. He loves the pimp game. He loves defrauding the bitches. He loves slapping them upside the head and having them beg him for more. He loves the fact he's betrayed you on saying he wouldn't hire any lobbyists and saying he'd end warrantless wiretapping when he expanded and saying he would end secret arrest and snatch and grab and detention. And now all he's done is expanded it to unlimited snatch and grab and detention. He loves the fact that he's expanded the wars. He loves the fact that he's conned you and that he's winning and dominating you, because at a primitive level, he enjoys it. But his masters up above him, they're going to enjoy destroying him politically as Barack Obama, like George W. Bush and Bill Clinton before him, take the blame for the agenda of the elite. So I'm telling all of you out there, let's give them what they want. They like the fact that their true image is being revealed. Well, we're going to give them more of it than they could ever imagine. All across the United States and the world, people are already visiting InfoWars.com and going to the $1,000 Barack Obama prize page and printing off all the free flyers and plastering them all across the United States, all across the world. We're going to give them something to cry about for a change instead of laughing at the way we live. The elite laugh at the troops that serve them and take the deadly vaccines. The elite laugh at them breathing the depleted uranium and coming home and dying. The elite laugh at all these mercenaries that serve them and then are destroyed. The elite laugh at the jail guards they hired to take to Afghanistan and Iraq, who after they were done torturing children and their mothers and fathers, they then convicted the very people that followed orders. That is funny to the elite, because the Joker loves burning one group of people more than anybody else. The Joker loves dominating and controlling other criminal groups. It loves building them up and then destroying them, tearing them apart. And so all of you would-be psychopaths and all of you would-be killers out there that think you know evil and think you know that it's beautiful and wonderful, I want you to look out there upon the Joker's thugs, the Joker's men, the Joker's mod squad, his goon squad, his brown shirts. Look at them out there. They're pathetic, just like the Joker himself is pathetic. And that, my friends, is the reality. All of you that buy into evil, all of you that buy into corruption thinking it's cool to screw somebody else, are going to be screwed by somebody bigger and badder and more evil above you. And there's nothing cute and funny about what's happening in this world. And it's run by very dark, very serious, very focused psychopaths. And they laugh in their memoirs. They laugh in their public publications, like David Rockefeller 4 years ago in his autobiography written by him. his memoir, where he says, I want world government. I want to destroy national sovereignty. I'm guilty as charged. And then they laugh and go on the news and tell you there's no such thing. They laugh as the very banks that have stolen $23.7 trillion in the last 10 months in a bipartisan scam sit up there as your financial saviors, telling you they need tens of trillions more. Then the Federal Reserve pays the private banks not to loan to you to further destroy the real economy as it's consolidated and put into their hands. And the criminal jokers that run this society, the criminal jokers that control this society in New York and Chicago, taking their big city mob system nationwide and worldwide, love the fact that they've disarmed many of the American people. And in the cities where they've taken the guns, they have the highest crime rates. And then they advertise those high crime rates as a pretext to disarm more of the people in the country so they can be slaves, so the establishment can have their way with them. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen, because these psychopaths want to have their way with you. The very banks, the very elite families that play different factions off against whole nations and whole peoples, they are in control of this country now. They funded Mao to kill over 60 million. David Rockefeller wrote an op-ed piece for the New York Times bragging about it and how much he loved Mao. They brag about how they funded Hitler. They brag about how they funded eugenics. They brag about how they funded Lenin and Stalin, who killed tens of millions, giant sports stadiums, hundreds and hundreds of sports stadiums filled with hundreds of thousands of people per stadiums. Think of that equivalent. That's a lot more evil than somebody in a movie going, I'm afraid the commissioner's going to be killed. All this crap. Real evil's all around you, and it's in fine suits with perfectly cut hair, with people trained at Ivy League schools how to lie to you and how to use programming and how to control you. It's time to wake up and get involved and stop letting them laugh at you. Stop letting them sit there and sneer. Oh, the police in black uniforms and the cameras and the CPS in England and Texas and other major countries and states openly saying they're going to put cameras in new parents' homes, guilty until proven innocent. And Homeland Security and NORTHCOM and the military are now for the American people. And the DHS reports say it's no longer for Al-Qaeda, which is openly run by the New World Order. And those jokers, they're laughing all the way to the bank on that. Even as the FBI and deciphers, the code breakers come out like Sybil Ebbins and tell you it's all staged and tell you Bin Laden worked for the United States government right up to 9/11. Or the government ran drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon on the morning of 9/11 to confuse NORAD as decoys. Or how the British government ran drills of bombing the exact same bus and trains at the exact same time, exact same location on 7/7. That's the Joker laughing at you in your face. Let me tell you what the Joker is laughing at all you slaves out there. It's when Rupert Murdoch and the X-Files with a Lone Gunman spinoff 6 months before 9/11 puts out an episode where the government hijacks a jet by remote control, uses a NORAD drill to make NORAD stand down, and is going to blame it on Afghanistan to start a new war on terror. And they put that on TV. And then I even talked to Dean Haglund, who was in the show, and he said the CIA came to them and planted that story on them and said they wanted that in a made-for-TV show. Now you tell me if that isn't a joke. There's nothing you people won't take. There's no amount of abuse that you don't love. There's no amount of slavery that you won't take. I remember Hillary Clinton a decade ago was asked on television what her favorite book was, and she said 1984. And you know why she said 1984? Because that's what they're planning to do to you. Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World in 1933 about a THX-1138 drugged nightmare with shaved heads and CPS raising all the kids in dormitories. He came out in 62 and he said, this was actually our plan. My brother runs the UN UNESCO. We're really going to do this to you early in the next century. It's all real. They all brag. It's so funny to them what they're doing to you. They enjoy it. They like it. And they like hearing about how they're doing it. So like I said, let's go to every town hall meeting they're having and tell them that we don't want their carbon tax. And you talk about jokers. They're telling you what plants breathe. What is the life-giving gas of this planet, carbon dioxide, is listed as a toxic waste like acid. Not even the Joker could come up with something that asinine to feed the slaves, but the public takes it. They love it. They enjoy it. And it goes on and on. The more outrageous Congressman John Conyers comes out and says it's bad to read the bills. Written by foreign lobbyists stealing everything you've got. And they come out and lie to you and say that the health care bill doesn't take over health care and won't run your life. And you buy that. There's nothing you people won't buy. There's nothing you won't give into. There's nothing you don't love. And I was talking to a radio host the other day, a TV host named Max Kaiser. And you know what he told me? He made a good point. And the point's been made many times by many other people in history. Thomas Jefferson, that terrorist to the Jokers. That all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Or as Einstein put it, the most evil people in the world are there, but they're not the real danger. The danger is the people that will do nothing. There's always going to be evil, corrupt, slick-talking New World Order trash and control freaks. And the reason they've taken over our world is because we became lazy and decadent and soft and got in the position of deciding that accepting corruption was okay when it's not. When it's not okay, unless you want to get hurt real bad. Unless you want to be absolutely dominated and enslaved. It is time for all of you to decide what you're going to do. There's three kinds of people in this world. There's people that know about the evil and decide to fight it. There's people who know about the evil and decide to join it. And there's the people that don't know about the evil, and they're the vast majority, and they're completely stupid and mindless and idiotic, and they're used by the wicked small minority to dominate and go after the evil's main enemy, and that is the awake good people. And if you could only understand the mind of the enemy, the mind of the elite, all the horrible things they do to you. You know, I didn't realize the elite's joke till years ago. I had never really even seen the first Batman. And they've got one of the characters in it. I think it's even the Joker. And he's poisoning different cosmetics as binary weapons that then mix together to poison people. And then he's got a drug company that sells them the cure. And in that very speech in that, they've got the famous actor in there. Before he talks to him, he says, yeah, just like we staged the Gulf of Tonkin and other terror attacks. And then the villain goes, yes, well, now I'm poisoning the different products. And when they combine them together, it poisons them. That was people 15 years ago or whenever that movie came out. It's got the guy who gives them the gold watch in the Pulp Fiction. What's that guy's name? Which Batman is that? That's Batman 2. Burmese, look at you in there. Go find out which one that is and give me the name. Christopher Walken. It's that one. He talks about the Gulf of Tonkin. Now they're poisoning the food and water. They love letting you know. The Jokers love the little inside joke. They enjoy it so much. It's so good that you will be cowards and lie to yourselves and decide that this isn't real. But for those of you out there that don't think this is a joke, for those of you that understand the criminals are running the asylum and that they want to have a blood feast on us like they had in communist China, 60 plus million, and Soviet Russia, 50 plus million, and Hitler, 40 plus million, total dead, including 20 million Germans. If you want to be part of this blood feast, you are invited to dinner, but on the table like a suckling hog. If you don't want to be part of this, you got to get active and aggressive. And the scumbag psycho elites don't like what's happening because they're not just hunting us and our water and food now and openly announcing they're terraforming to cause droughts and floods to run us into submission to them. They're now getting scared because all over the world, from China to France to England, from Canada to the United States, finally the drugged out, brainwashed masses are going to every town hall, Republican and Democrat, and shouting them down, and Obama's goons, his thugs, his Joker crew are beating him up and screaming the N-word as they beat up blacks that don't serve Obama, the eugenics master. And the people are rising up and saying no, and the United States is on the verge of peaceful revolution. And so the elites are going to try to, why do you think they've geared up this giant police state and this giant grid? Why do you think they're going to use the stage flu outbreak as a pretext to bring in martial law and control if we don't get the word out and stop them? Oh, yes! Oh, it's it's your choice out there what you're going to do. It's your decision if you're going to be part of this. Get out there and get these flyers and get them out to everybody you know right now. Plaster them everywhere. We'll see how the New World Order and how the establishment likes that. And go out to every city council meeting. Don't just go to these congressman meetings. Go to city council where it's live on cable and live on TV. And go to public press conferences of the governors. And go to the mayor's press conferences. Look on their schedules. Show up everywhere. Don't let them put out their facade, their clown makeup, that everything's funny and okay when it's not. Don't let them sit there and run their scams. Go to all their events and peacefully, as your right, as free human beings, take over those events with truth and justice. There's more of us out there than there are of these little bastard jokers, these little weak, greedy bastards that want to control the whole future of society and destiny. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the big banner that says the Obama Joker Contest. And even if you don't win the contest, you win in the InfoWar. Spreading the word, getting involved, and playing a joke on them for once. Oh, yes. Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so good. Look at them out there. You know how things will end for them. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling good tonight. I just want you to know that right now. I'm feeling real good right now. And I'm loving every minute of it. Standing up against these jokers that think it's funny and think what they're doing's good. Because I can feel the sleeping giant rising up to smash them. I can feel the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit to these weak, pathetic control freaks rising up. For the joke is on them! The joke is on them! It's all on them! It's all on them! All of it! All of it's on them! All of it's on them! Every stinking bit of it! Every little bit! Oh, God! Oh, I'm getting a little hot here! I'm getting a little wild here! I don't know what to do! Oh, it's so much fun! Oh, yes! The New World Order is going down! Oh! Get out there and get fired up! Let these bastards know we're human! Let them know we're not submitting to them! Go back to retransmission! Go back to retransmission! And then get out there and let them know that you're not their slaves! Let them know that you're not going along with their propaganda. Let them know you're not drinking their water and eating their GMO sterilization food. Let them know you've broken their spell. Let them know you see through their fancy teleprompters and all their lies. And let them know you're a human being who's standing up against them and that the laugh is on them. They're not gonna like it when there's hundreds of millions of those posters up.